You're listening to sermons from Bethany Baptist Church of Chicago. For more information, visit us at bethanychicago.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. And we just read a passage on Philippians chapter 4 that is talking about the peace that comes after we trust in God through prayer. And in the name of Jesus, we give also thanksgiving. And I want to talk about praying today. It's a very easy topic because the Bible talks about that matter a lot. So I want to go through different verses in the Bible that talks about praying. And my purpose with this is because I'm seeing in my own life and struggling with praying. And I'm sure that also other Christians have the same struggling, but we don't talk too much about our weaknesses. We don't talk about the areas in our life that we struggle. I do in this matter particularly. So when I gather with other Christians and friends, I used to tell them a lot, like a couple of months ago, I'm struggling in my time of prayer. I have a hard time being focused on my time of prayer. It's very hard for me to have several minutes thinking in God and that God is with me. And even if I am going through trouble too, it's hard to share and tell God that I'm having problems. So many times it's heard that we pray because it's a duty in Christian life. And we heard that we should pray because all the Christians pray. And just because it's a commandment, we have to pray. So we go and we beat ourselves and said, well, I have to pray. If I don't pray, I'm a bad Christian. But the problem is that we don't enjoy praying, right? We don't enjoy the time, usually, when we are in our knees or when we are just closing our eyes and talking to God. Sometimes it's boring, and we don't want to do it. We just see that as a duty. And we just see the reward of praying. We want God to answer our prayers. And even sometimes we don't pray because we don't have faith that our prayers are going to be heard from God. So more than a gift, I want you to think, as the Bible teach on the matter of prayer, as a precious gift. So praying or prayer time is a precious gift of God and a privilege that those who know God can enjoy. So my purpose today is to encourage you to pray, and doing it in such a way that you cannot just receive what God wants to give you or the answer to your prayer, but also to enjoy the time of praying, and that you can be aware of God's presence in the time of prayer. So let me first talk about the definition of prayer. We think that this is something just for Christians, but it is not. So if you look as a definition, it could be something like this. Pray is addressed a solemn request or expression of thanks to a deity or other subject of worship. So then you're going to have people that pray to a tree, or people to pray to a deaf people, people to pray to saints, people to pray to even Satan, right? And people to pray to the moon and the sun and everything that our sinful heart put as an idol. So praying is a duty that also non-Christians do. Even I could say that also there are other religions that pray more than the majority of the Christians to fake gods. But we, that we have the great and faithful and wonderful creator of heaven and earth, we don't pray. But we can change that. That's why we should talk more about that and make an effort to not just do it more, but understand better what pray is. I remember when I was a kid, around 8 years old, I used to go to a farm of my grandfather, my dad's dad, and I was taking care of pigs, and one of them escaped, and I was very scared, because I knew it was impossible for a kid of 8 years old to bring him back. I was a little boy, and I was afraid of my grandfather and my dad, because it was my fault that the pig escaped. So when I saw the pig running so fast, and he ran far away from me, I just ran following him, and then I just fell down in my knees and put my hands on my chest and put my face to the heaven and prayed to God, asking for help to catch the pig. I can remember that very clearly. It was a funny story, as I remember it today, but it wasn't funny in that moment. I was suffering. I was in trouble. When I got up from my knees, I saw my dad laughing of me because I was on my knees praying for help to God to catch the pig. But just as a child sees in himself the inability to do something that is out of his strength, people look for help in a deity. So people pray to something that they can receive help. So we mostly pray to ask for things to God. And it's easier to pray when we are in trouble, right? Okay, what else? We pray to the God we know. So this is a matter of theology. The theology is an understanding of who God is. So you pray to the God that you know. If people never read the Bible, they can pray to a God, but an unknown God. But if more you read the Bible, more you know God, you can have a better understanding of God, and then you can pray to God in the right way because you know Him. And you are going to ask according to His will. So we pray according to our theology. So if we don't know God and pray, we waste our time, as many people do it, right? They can spend hours praying to God, but if they don't know Jesus, they're wasting their time. And I remember I was in the radio station in Texas, and we used to receive prayer requests from people around the valley of Texas. And this woman was calling every week, almost every day, 5 days a week, asking for revenge from her enemies. So she was praying for, her prayer request was that God punish her enemies. But that is not according what the Bible says when Jesus is saying you have to pray for your enemies, and you have to love them, and you have to bless them. So this woman was wasting her time all the time asking for a wrong request. So today, I want you to encourage you to pray and also show you a biblical way to pray. Number one, and this is that we have to pray. We must pray. Okay, this is something that Christians do. And the Bible is teaching us this truth. Like Matthew, Jesus saying, and when you pray, so he's beforehand knowing that Christians or the followers of Jesus have to pray. Matthew 6:9 says, pray then like this. And then also Jesus is teaching a model of prayer. Okay? Then we have to pray because prayer has benefits. Okay, so let me show you some benefits. I saw a list of 14, but I just want to show you very general benefits of praying. Number one, we receive an answer. When we pray, we receive an answer. Maybe not the things you want, but we receive an answer. Luke 11 says, and I tell you, says Jesus Christ, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. And if we believe that Jesus is saying the truth here, so he is saying that we are going to receive an answer. But that is actually what prayer is. Knocking the door. Asking for help. And it is a matter also of the sovereignty of God. Many people is going to say, well, God is sovereign, so why I have to pray? He's going to do what he wants anyway. Well, let's see Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We just read the verse. When we pray, we receive peace. So that also means that if you don't pray, you are not going to receive peace. So God is sovereign, but he has also given us the means of grace to receive the blessings that he is offering to us. So when we pray, we receive peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And there are several elements right here. It's not just praying. But instead of being anxious, you have to pray with supplications and thanksgivings. So I just started to do this. When I pray and I'm anxious, I start to give thanks to God for all the things that I have. I'm so anxious and I feel alone. So I kneel down and I say, thank you, God. And I start my list of all the things that God has given me. And peace from Jesus Christ come to my mind and my heart immediately. This is not fake. This is true. Not because I experience it, but because God said it in his word. Number three, benefit of prayer. When we pray, we grow in our relationship with God. So this is my statement. But let me tell you the contrary also. If you don't pray, you don't grow in your relationship with God. And that is the main purpose of us. Worship God. But you can't worship God if you don't grow in your relationship with him. So in the same way that we grow in our relationships with friends and family, by spending quality time, we grow and go closer to God through quality time with Jesus, with God, through prayer. Jesus is interceding for us, and the Holy Spirit is in the presence of God interceding for us too. This week, Psalm 62 was a very powerful psalm for me. 62, 1 and 2. I was praying this psalm to God, and I just realized that God is my rock, my salvation, and my refuge. So our quality time with God is to understand that we have a relationship with Him and that He is our Father. Even though we can't see His face, we have a relationship with Him. We just close our eyes, we see nothing, and we are in His presence and understand that He is our Father. And when we don't understand our circumstances, He understands our circumstances. When we can't control our life, He has control over our life. And David says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." David went for a lot of trouble, being persecuted. And he says, "I'm not waiting in my army, in my smartness. I'm not waiting in my intelligence or wisdom, but in silence, I wait in God. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." And I like to think about God as my rock because He can't be moved. I am shaken if I'm by myself. But then I recognize that God is my rock. That is just through prayer. When you talk to God and you recognize in His presence that He is your rock, it's a different thing than just having the knowledge. We have to understand that we not just must pray, but we need to pray. God wants us to pray, but He doesn't need us to pray. God doesn't need that you pray. He can live without you praying. We can't live without a relationship with Him. We need to pray, and we should pray. And we also should want to pray. Now, let me go to the next part today of this message. Is part number two. I talk about we must pray first. Now I want to talk how to pray. So maybe you have many years praying, but just let me tell you a biblical perspective of praying. So any person can pray according to the understanding that person has of God. We said that. So we know some basic principles. Like, let me mention this. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Bible teaches in that way. And we know that because we know that because we read it in the Bible, right? And God chose us that through the scripture, that also the Holy Spirit, as I said before, is interceding for us in the presence of God. John 16 says, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." So Jesus is offering Him joy for you through the giving of blessings. But He's saying you have to ask in my name. So this is a very important principle. Remember, this is not about how smart you are to pray, how fancy your words are when you pray, but it's about Jesus that is interceding in the presence of God for you. Because of what He did, if we present ourselves before God with our sin, He's not even look at us. Because He is pure and just and righteous. That through Jesus Christ, we are saints and perfect and pure in His presence. Okay, so how to pray? I want to tell you two things about how to pray. Number one, to pray, we need to have Bible intake. That's the number one thing. In order to pray, we need Bible intake. We need to hear God's word or reading God's word. So, in order to talk about Bible intake, first, hearing the word of God. So, that's what you're doing actually this morning. Hearing the word of God. There are many passages that talk about, like James, he's saying, you have to hear and then put in practice. Remember that? But also in Luke 11, 28, Jesus said, blessed rather are those who hear the word and God of God and keep it. So the point here is not just hear the word, but keep it. That's the point of the word. It doesn't matter if you have the knowledge in your mind, but what means keep it? Keep it means that you are putting in practice the things you are learning. So you go out and you practice the things you learn. Okay? And then, second way to have Bible intake. We need to read God's word. So we hear, now we also read God's word. USA Today reported that just 11% of Americans read the Bible every day. Just 11% of this country read the Bible every day. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, discipline yourself with the purpose of godliness. So there are many spiritual disciplines that we have to practice. And discipline, not in order to be a legalistic Christian, but a Christian that discipline himself or herself with the purpose of godliness. Because I want to worship God and I want to be godly to worship Him, I'm going to discipline myself. If we are a Christian that does not have discipline, then we can't be godly. That's what Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy, which is a pastor in a church. And he's saying, discipline yourself. Read the Bible every day. Now be like the majority of Christians. That means 89% of Americans don't read the Bible. So what group are you? Jesus often asked questions about people's understanding of the scriptures. Sometimes beginning with the words, have you not read? When people was asking questions to Jesus, he said, have you not read? Are you a teaching of the Lord? And you don't know the answer to the question? He assumed that those claiming to be the people of God would have to read the word of God. So for a better understanding of what Jesus think about God's word, remember when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So for Jesus, the word of God was as important as bread to eat every day. So he gives us an example. Okay, so we have about Bible intake, we have that we have to hear preaching, the preaching of the word, and then put in practice. That happened in church, that happened if you listen to a sermon, a record sermon, or other people talking to other people. Then we have that we have Bible intake through reading the word of God. So we have a disciplined Christian life, reading every day the Bible. But also, number three, we need to study God's word. So it's not the same as reading and studying the Bible. Usually we have plans of reading the Bible in 1 year. So we spend 1 year just to read right away, one time, the Bible. But what about studying the Bible? We need to study God's word. this is a different way to approach the Bible. So remember Ezra, he was building, he was putting together the people, and there was sin in the middle of the people. He was just moved to do something for Israel. And Ezra 7 says, "For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of God and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel." So that heart is the one that we have to, we need to have. Ezra 7:10, we see a man of God studying the Bible. But also, Paul and Silas were in Berea preaching the gospel after they went to Thessalonica. And in Thessalonica, they were persecuted. And now they go to the Jews in Berea, and they said, Luke says in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, about the people in Berea, they were more faithful than the ones in Thessalonica. In Berea, they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. So, people in Berea, they received the gospel, and they were examining the scriptures just to see if Paul and Silas were saying the truth. You see, this is more than just reading. But they spent their time studying the scripture. Okay? So, after talking about this, we should be encouraged to go and see if what I'm saying is true. Or if what Pastor Darrell is saying is also true. Or any person that is teaching, and we should examine the words of other people when we are hearing the word of God. Okay, but I'm talking about praying. So remember, in order to pray better, we need to have Bible intake. And we receive that in different ways. I could mention another one, which is the memorization of the Bible. And that is also related with the second point. So more than just Bible intake, to pray to God, we need to meditate in the scripture. So we read the Bible, we hear the Bible, we study the Bible. How about meditation? This is completely different. It's when you are digesting this food, and you need to spend time thinking. And that's what I mentioned before, memorization of the scripture. So now you know by memory a verse, but you didn't meditate on that verse. Now you spend a long time by yourself, alone, and then you meditate on the word of God. So there's a book called Personal Spiritual Disciplines, or Spiritual Disciplines of Christian Life, of Donald Whitney. And he says, meditation is the missing link between Bible intake and prayer. I'm going to say it again. It says, meditation is the missing link between Bible intake and prayer. I want to show you that many times we go, we read the Bible in our devotional time, we read the Bible, and then we just close our Bible and pray right away. How about meditation? We didn't have time to think about what we just read. But this is not actually something that I invented or I thought. I just discovered because I read. This is a mistake because we didn't think in God's word after we read it, or study it, or hear it. We didn't give time to our mind and soul to evaluate the personal implications of the scripture we just read. Maybe you understood what the verse means, probably, but what implications that passage has in your life? That's meditation. And you give time to the Holy Spirit to work in your life, because Holy Spirit is inside of you. Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. So David is saying here something more than just his words. He's saying, before I went to talk to you, I meditate on the things that I'm saying right now. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. So David is praying to God in order that God receive his praying. We should pray in the same way and be aware that we need God to hear our prayers. And that's why we have to pray in a correct way, because we can pray in an incorrect way, even being Christians. There is a Puritan pastor called John Owen, and he says, David's prayer were not his words only, but his meditations, as meditation was the best preparation of prayer. So prayer is the best issue of meditation. Prayer is the best issue of meditation. Meditation and prayer go together. And I want to talk more about that. Also, the Puritan writer William Bridge in the 1600s, talking about meditation, he said, about meditation, as it is the sister of reading. Meditation is the sister of reading. So it is the mother of prayer. Though a man's heart be much indisposed to prayer, yet if he can but fall into meditation of God and the things of God, his heart will soon come to prayer. Begin with reading or hearing. Go on with meditation and in prayer. Again, he says, begin with reading or hearing the word of God. Go on with meditation and in prayer. That's the process, according to William Bridge. Reading without meditation is unfruitful. Meditation without reading is hurtful. To meditate and to read without prayer upon both is without blessing. So finally, the three of them are together. And it is not just our duty, but our gift from God to go and have Bible intake, meditation, and then enjoy the blessings of God through prayer. Now, just to close, let me remind something. We are not coming to the presence of God by ourselves, but in the name of Jesus. And because he died on the cross and he lived today at the right hand of God as the mediator between God and you. You are not coming with your wisdom, but with the knowledge of God. And the Holy Spirit intercedes in the presence of God for you. God is giving you grace to help you to pray. This is not about how much time, how many hours you spend on your knees, but how God-centered are your words to God. You have to pray and you have to do it according to the will of God revealed to us in his word. And just then, you will confess with tears, give thanks with joy, worship with wonder, ask with faith, and enjoy your time talking to your Heavenly Father. When we pray according to God's word and God's will, we just enjoy having time with our God. That's the purpose. Praying is not a burden. Praying is a privilege. It's a gift, and we should be enjoying it. And now we're going to pray. Thank you, God, because in the Bible we find so many things that are helping us to know you, in order to know also how to talk to you. You are so close to us, a God in three persons, the creator of heaven and earth, talking to a poor man. Thank you because you are so good, God. You are merciful and you are great. You have grace for us and love for us. We want to live our lives not with guilty because we don't pray enough, but with the challenge of praying and enjoy the time that we spend with you. And also we know that great benefits are there because of the time that we pray. Thank you also for this church and the times that we have to pray together. And thank you for all the things that you are doing here. Thank you for faithful Christians that are being faithful in their time praying for this church, for the people in this community. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the leaders. Thank you, God, because you are doing great things in this church and in this community through us. Use us, Lord, and help us to live in dependence on you. And we ask these things and are thankful in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast from Bethany. Join us for Sunday worship at 3532 South Point Avenue in Chicago. For more information, visit BethanyChicago.org.